The University of Arizona is launching the first veterinary school in the state. It's been a long time coming. The university first announced it planned to open the college in 2015. But the project was pushed back after the Accreditation Awarding Council on Education cited shortfalls in some of the required standards. But today, it's received that accreditation status and can accept its first class of students. And this comes at an opportune time, as there is a shortage of veterinarians worldwide. Dr. Julie Funk is the founding dean of the U of A College of Veterinary Medicine, and I spoke with her more about what the program will look like recently.
We really have a program unlike any other in the nation. First of all, it's a three-year program, which means that our students will enter the workforce a year earlier than most other DVM programs. All the others in the United States are four-year programs. We also are having our students do their clinical experience in real-life practice settings, predominantly in Arizona and in Arizona businesses. Mm-hmm. And we're also using a proven educational model called team-based learning. And that's an evidence-based approach that puts students in situations where they've developed great teamwork skills. They take ownership of their learning, and the research has shown that students retain the information that they learn in that type of setting much longer, making them, honestly, better veterinarians when they graduate.
And this is in all realms, right? Like, this isn't just, you know, taking your pet, your dog or your cat to the veterinarian. This is rural farm animals, even wild animals, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's right. So an obligation for accreditation is that our students are generalists. So when veterinarians graduate from veterinary college, even though they might choose to only work on some species, their licensure allows them to work on any species. So we are obligated to make sure our students have exposure. So certainly the typical species people think of, like your family cat or dog or your horse or a cow, will be critical components of our curriculum. But we also have great opportunities to learn about exotic animals. We have a great relationship with the Reed Park Zoo, which is one of the Arizona businesses where our students will do their clinical rotations. Mm. So we'll really have them have broad exposure. To your point about rural areas, it's one of the reasons why we're really excited about how the college will benefit the people of Arizona, not the least of which is access to resident tuition rates. But also, there's a shortage of veterinarians in Arizona and the nation. So just broadly in all areas, there's about three open positions for every new graduate. So yeah, there's really a need for more veterinarians to serve society.
That's interesting. So let's talk more about the shortage in the country, right, that you mentioned here. So where are these shortages exactly? I mean, is it across the board, or are you seeing them more in certain parts of the country?
Yeah, so it really is in some ways across the board. So even, you know, suburban companion animal practices are having real challenges in recruiting associates. And then we also have other areas that are really in very critical needs because they may not have any kind of services whatsoever. And that's the type of needs that we see more commonly in our rural areas or in our tribal nations, or maybe in communities where the socioeconomic status isn't as high as some wealthier suburbs. So The shortages are broad regardless of the type of community, but there are some communities that really have a total absence of veterinary health care.
Yeah. And how many other veterinary schools programs are there in the country? It's not that many options for someone who wants to go into this, right?
No, that's absolutely right. So with the new AVMA assessments for this spring, there were two new colleges of veterinary medicine that puts 32.
So you've said that the program, putting a veterinary medicine program in the state, will have a positive impact for animals and for public health. I wonder if you can expand on that and just give us a sense of the broader benefit you're looking for here.
Yeah, so particularly in the areas of public health, you know, many people don't realize the important role that veterinarians play in public health. So in some ways, probably the most familiar to most people is if you have a family pet and you get them vaccinated for rabies. The main reason for that rabies vaccination is to protect people. But certainly veterinarians play major roles in public health in traditional ways in animal health. So certainly with like if you think about our food animals who provide food and fiber, there's potential diseases that can be transmitted through the food chain from those animals. And veterinarians play a really key role in helping prevent that transmission. Another way, honestly, that is an emerging area that we're starting to understand about the benefits that veterinarians can help with is in help supporting the human-animal bond. There's increasing research about what the benefits of the human-animal bond are to the health and well-being of people, whether it be recovery from surgery or mental health status or just childhood development. And veterinarians keeping animals healthy and having positive relationships with people are helping with human well-being as well.
All right. Dr. Julie Funk is the dean of the University of Arizona's new College of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Funk, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.